very much, Werner, and also a very warm welcome from me. Summarize the third quarter of 2020 can be summed up as follows. We saw a challenging quarter in our agricultural business and a recovery in our pharmaceuticals business and strong growth at consumer health. Group sales totaled 8.5 billion euros in the third quarter, which is down 5.1% compared with the prior year. Please note that when I speak of sales, the data are always adjusted for currency and portfolio effects. Group EBITDA before special items fell by 21.4% year-on-year to 1.8 billion euros, and earnings were diminished here by negative currency effects of 205 million euros. Core earnings per share from continuing operations declined to 81%, primarily due to a steep drop in earnings at Crop Science. In the prior quarter year, core earnings per share had come in as 1.16 euros. Free cash flow, in other words, total cash flow from business operations less capital expenditures, stood at 1.2 billion euros in the third quarter of this year. Now let us take a look at the business performance of our division, starting with our agricultural business. Sales at Crop Science decreased by 11.6% in the third quarter on a currency and portfolio adjusted basis to 3.0 billion euros. Sales were down substantially in North America in particular, where we saw higher product returns and a decrease in license revenues at corn seed and traits due to lower than anticipated planted acreages. Also registered substantial declines at herbicides against a strong prior year quarter. Sales were primarily down in North America, but also fell in Europe, Middle East, Africa. By contrast, the herbicides business was up in the Asia-Pacific region. Sales of fungicides advanced in all regions thanks to expanded volumes. In Latin America, we mainly benefited from the market switching to our Fox X-Pro product in Brazil. EBITDA before special items at Crop Science fell from 500 million euros in the prior year period to minus 34 million euros in the third quarter of 2020. This decrease is largely attributable to the decline in sales in North America and a negative currency effect of 123 million euros. Earnings were also impacted by technical effects and shifts between reporting periods. Let us now move on to our pharmaceuticals division. Sales at pharmaceuticals declined in the third quarter by 1.8% to 4.2 billion euros. As in the second quarter, the implementation of new tender procedures in China had a negative impact. We were able to partly offset this effect with strong volume growth. The signs of recovery from the global impact of COVID-19, which had already become apparent toward the end of the previous quarter, largely continued, and this is especially true in ophthalmology and women's health. We registered strong sales growth of 14% for our oral anticoagulant Xarelto, largely as a result of higher volumes in China, Germany, and Russia. Sales of our ophthalmology drug Eylea continued to edge higher against the previous year, driven once again by the launch of Eylea prefilled syringes and strong demand in China. EBITDA before special items at pharmaceuticals advanced by 0.9% in the third quarter to 1.5 billion euros. Thanks to stringent cost management here, we were able to grow our earnings and margin at pharmaceuticals despite the slight decline in sales and negative currency effects. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we are continuously working to strengthen the research pipeline at pharmaceuticals. To support these efforts, we're advancing the next generation of innovation platforms with new mechanisms and are investing in in-licensing and bolt-on acquisitions. Werner Baumann has already mentioned our acquisitions, especially the purchase of AskBio. Alongside a strong technology platform and clinical pipeline, AskBio already generating revenues of its own and will therefore contribute to Bayer's growth from the start. We are also making major progress in our own research activities. Just a few days ago, we presented positive data for finerenone from a phase 3 trial involving patients with chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes. And shortly before that, we announced positive data from a clinical phase 3 trial in oncology investigating copanlisib in combination with rituximab. All of this is promising news for the future of our pharmaceutical business. And that brings us now to our consumer health division. Sales of our self-care products rose by 6.2% in the third quarter to 1.2 billion euros. After the expected reduction of trade inventories in the second quarter, the growth trend continued at Consumer Health with a substantial increase in sales. Here, the nutritionals category in particular benefited from consumers placing a greater focus on prevention and their own health in general during the pandemic. Business in the nutritionals category was up across all regions with growth of 21.4%. In North America, we registered double-digit percentage growth that was driven by continued strong demand, particularly for our one-a-day vitamins. Here, we also benefited from product line extensions. Sales in the digestive health category increased by 14%. On the other hand, the allergy and cold category posted a decline in sales that was mainly due to increased protective and hygiene measures in response to COVID-19. EBITDA before special items advanced by 12.3% in the third quarter, primarily due to the substantial increase in sales and positive contributions from the efficiency program launched in late 2018. So that brings me to the end of my remarks regarding our third quarter performance, and I will now move on to our outlook for the full year 2020. I think we're all aware of the fact that fiscal year 2020 has been a very challenging year in every respect. This is true for all countries and industries, and of course, it also affects our company. At the beginning of the year, we published our forecast for 2020 without taking into account the possible effects of COVID-19. Based on our business performance in the first 6 months, which included a very good first quarter, but also accounting for the many uncertainties and also the foreseeable headwinds, we adjusted our outlook for 2020 in the summer. And at the time, we said we were expecting business to normalize overall at pharmaceuticals and consumer health. And regarding our agricultural business, we already said back in the summer that we expected a weaker second half of the year with substantial currency headwinds. As Werner mentioned at the start, overall, our business in the first 9 months of the year was level with the prior year period. And that is also what you will be able to see when looking at the sales and earnings figures on this slide. And against this backdrop, we can today confirm that our revised currency-adjusted group outlook for the full year 2020 is despite the challenging times and the economic crisis in which we find ourselves. And you can see from the following slide what this outlook is like and what we expect in detail. We still expect sales to come in at between 43 and 44 billion euros on a currency-adjusted basis. We aim to increase the EBITDA margin before special items to around 28% on a currency-adjusted basis. Based on the sales target, this would correspond to an EBITDA before special items of around 12.1 billion euros. Regarding core earnings per share, we expect a currency-adjusted increase to between 670 and 690 euros. Currency headwinds are again anticipated in the fourth quarter. Our company generates around 80% of its net sales in currencies other than the euro. Therefore, our business is particularly exposed to the significant currency fluctuations as we have observed as a result of the pandemic, and I shall now hand back to you, Werner.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently